Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. My name is Russ Earle, and this podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You can find out more about our radio programs by visiting ooligahradio.org and by visiting us at ooligahcfc.org. Our topic today is Do Not Fear. Fear has a variety of meanings. According to Webster, fear means painful emotion marked by alarm, dread, disquiet, anxious concern, awe, profound reverence, especially for God. Well, there are several things the Bible tells us the Christian is not to fear. The first thing the Christian is not to fear are the darts of the wicked one. And we are not to fear the darts of the wicked one because God is our shield. Notice in Genesis 15 and verse 1 that God told Abram to not, he says, do not be afraid, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Paul stated the same when he tells us about the shield of faith that is for our protection in Ephesians 6 and verse 16. Paul says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So we're not to fear the darts of the wicked, and we're not to fear danger. We're not to fear danger because the Lord is with us. In Genesis 26 and verse 24, the Bible tells us that God told Isaac, fear not, for I am with you, and I will bless you. Jesus gave us this promise as well, Matthew 28 and verse 20, that tells us that Christ, where Christ says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It is trust in such promises that dispels fear in time of trouble. We are reminded of a child who said to his father, Daddy, do not leave me, for if you are with me, I shall not be afraid. After the child had gone to sleep, the father prayed, Dear God, do not leave me, for if you are with me, I shall not be afraid. The Christian is not to fear their enemies or our enemies, because the Lord will fight for us. As the Israelites were ready to cross the Red Sea, pursued by the Egyptians, Moses said, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah. Jehovah will fight for you. We see this in Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. We saw that Gideon's army was reduced from 32,000 to 300, and with God's help, still destroyed the enemy in Judges chapter 7. This proves that one man with God on his side constitutes the balance of power and needs not to fear. We also see that Christians are not to fear that God will fail you or forsake you. Moses said to Israel, Be strong and of good courage. Fear not and be not afraid at them, for Jehovah your God is he that goes with you, and he will not fail you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. God will not forsake us if we draw near to him. James tells us in James 4 and verse 8, Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. In this world of which men without cause forsake one another, it is comforting to know that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18 and verse 24. The Christian is not to fear starvation, for the Lord will supply our needs. Elijah told the widow in 1 Kings 17 verses 13 and 14 that the jar of meal would not be empty and that her oil would not run out until Jehovah would send rain upon the earth. And speaking of God's feeding the birds, Jesus asked in Matthew 6 and verse 26, he says, are you not much more value than they? And concerning raiment, our Lord said in Matthew 6 verse 30, that if God so clothes the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? We have this promise in Matthew 6 and verse 33 that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things will be added to you. We also see that Christians not to fear burdens or fear that our burdens will be too heavy. We see in Isaiah chapter 41 and looking at verse 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, here the Bible says, To fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you. In Isaiah 55 and verse 22, the Bible says, Cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain you, or sustain thee. Peter said in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, "And cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." But many of us are afraid to cast our burdens upon the Lord. If we are God's children, he is already carrying both us and our burdens, and it will not make the Lord's load any heavier for us to lay the burdens down and rest. We should remember the words found in Romans 8, verse 28, "And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose." We also see that Christians are not to fear man. The writer of Hebrews quotes from Psalms and says, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What shall man do to me?" We find that in Hebrews 13, verse 6. Saul, the Old Testament, lamented that one of his great mistakes was made because of his fear of man. In 1 Samuel 15 and verse 24, he says, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of God," or the commandment of Jehovah, and your words, "because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Men can persecute and even destroy life, but he cannot destroy the soul. Our Savior said in Matthew 10, verse 28, he says, "And be not afraid of them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." So let us say in the language of the faithful, or in the way of the faithful, as you see in Acts 5, verse 29, we must obey God rather than men. We see that Christians have nothing to fear. We thank you for listening today. We hope you'll join us again next week here on Exhortations. As we see in Hebrews 3, verse 13, we're to exhort one another daily, we must call today.